This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. European Union leaders are returning from a trip to Norway, where they officially accepted their Nobel Peace Prize yesterday. The European Union and the euro, for all their faults, have been credited with keeping the continent relatively peaceful lately. And European peace is the subject of our quiz this morning. Quizmaster Stefan Richter from theglobalist.com joins me now here in the studio. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Jeremy. So let's go back to the year 1600.
Okay.
And my question is, what's been the longest period when the major powers of Europe have not had any kind of big war? Is it A, 100 years? Is it 60 years of peace, 30 years of peace, or 20 years of peace?
Well, I know that they don't really get along very well if you look back over history. So I'm going to be very pessimistic here and say that it's the low end, 20 years.
Thank God the Europeans are outperforming you on that one. And the sad part is, I mean, the 20 years of peace, quote-unquote peace, was between 1919 and 1939, so the end of World War I and the outbreak of World War II, and that was really a time of trepidation and sort of a very precarious peace.
But we consider that a time of peace.
That is technically a peace because the major powers were not blowing each other out.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll just nudge up one little notch to 30 years of peace.
They've done better, but 30 years is one of those where the Europeans, you know, you've got to give it to them. They've had a 30-year war from 1618 through 1648 about religion and all of that kind of stuff. So, but fortunately, you know, they're doing a little better than that. So,
okay, so maybe
nudging.
Well, 60 years? That seems like a long time in Europe without any wars.
And that's why all the Europeans are so happy about this time of peace. And it's been since 1945. There were some smaller wars, Yugoslav succession wars and so on.
Right? Back in the 90s.
Yugoslavia is always a trouble spot, but it doesn't quite count among the major powers, you know. We're doing better in Europe, and we need to hope for 2045, May 2045, because then the Europeans will have 100 years of peace.
Then they would really earn, I guess, this Nobel Peace Prize they just got.
Yeah, and we hope that that was just a down payment to make them stay the course.
Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at theglobalist.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.